I'm a big ham guy. I ain't too much of a turkey guy, but you know, I like it all.
What's the easiest thing to pass on? I don't need that.
Turkey. Like I said, I'm a big ham guy, but I can live without the turkey.
Well, what do you, you know, when you think back, you've spent a lot of years here. What are you thankful most about, maybe with your career, your family, things like that?
Obviously my family, you know, being a part of this team, but yeah, being a part of this team, family, you know, living on my dream.
What do you think's been different for you this year in your role and how you've been able to contribute so many more big plays?
I don't think anything is different, you know. They just put me in more position to make plays, you know, my number is called. You know, got to make the play, but I don't think too much is really different.
Jonathan talked to us about the mentality that he's learned you have to take when you face Baltimore. They're going to want to get physical. You have to match that physicality. Can you just talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yeah, you know, if you watch football, y'all know that's a very physical conference at the end of the day. But, you know, this NFL football, you know, what team is not going to be physical? So at the end of the day, this is not nothing we're not used to. You know, matching their physicality, I don't think that's a good way to put it. They got to match our physicality as well. You know, this football, so I don't think it's too much we gotta worry about.
Did you kind of smile when you say that?
Does your defense come into a game confident you'll stop the run?
Oh yeah, you know that we got great guys up front. You know, we lost some guys, but you know the guys stepping in. You know, Dunny, DJ Reader, you know, them guys doing a great job holding the middle down. I think we do a pretty good job this week.
Not a whole lot gets said about Dunn and the job he's been able to do for you guys. What's he done for you?
Oh, man, he's done a great job from previous years to this year. You know, he's always been a great player for us, but, you know, this year he's really taken off and did a lot of great things for us. You know, them guys in the middle don't really get too much credit, you know, especially at the 3-tech, but, you know, he's been doing a great job for us.
Does he keep you guys loose as well?
Oh, yeah, man, funny guy, man. He keeps everybody going.
No. Jonathan told all of us that he was asked about who eats most here. He said Jadeveon Clowney on Thanksgiving. Was it well known that he will out-eat everybody?
I'm surprised he said that. But there's a few other guys on this team that I would have went with besides JD. But, hey, he's a big guy, too, so I guess you can give it to him.
Why are you surprised he said that?
Because, yeah. we got some the guys on that D line that's 300 pounds and the O line 300 some pounds. So I'm surprised he went with a guy that's 260.
So who should he have said?
Man, I ain't finna put nobody down like that.
Eddie, Tom has talked to us about it. I talked to Jonathan about it. The idea that you guys kind of continually get back up when you've been knocked down a little bit. Where does that come from? How does that kind of keep you guys going?
You know, it's a 60-minute football game. You know, it's all kind of ups and downs throughout the game. You know, I'm pretty sure you guys watched football before. A team can be up 15, 20 points, and then you turn TV off and you come back, and that team won a football game. So at the end of the day, we got to stay the course. You know, it's a 60-minute game. You know, play each quarter, each play-by-play, and everything should work out for itself.
Over the course of the season as well, you obviously lost 3 straight. People counting out. You guys bounce back. Where does that kind of come from inside this locker room?
You know, it's not the first time it was happened before. If you look at what last year, we went on a 5-game winning streak. So at the end of the day, you know, we got to ignore the outside world and just, you know, stay the course and just keep doing what we've been doing.
What do you think about playing on Monday Night Football?
Oh, it's a great feeling. One of the best feelings. You know, the whole world is watching. Only game on TV. You know, it's a lot different than Sunday night, Thursday night. You know, it's Monday night. It's been around for as long as I've been watching football. You know, Thursday night games, they just came along. So Monday night is always the big game.
Is this a chance for the team to maybe make a statement nationally?
Yeah, but, you know, we don't really focus on that. Even if it wasn't a national televised game, if it wasn't a Monday night game, we still want to go out there and do what we do to keep building it and keep putting these ones on top of each other.